student loans affecting so many people, and there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on here. The federal deadline here for lifting, they paused student loan payments for federal student loans. Well, that is expected to expire end of January, and there are a lot of discussions now about whether or not there should be forgiveness, whether they should cancel student loan debt. A lot of folks are in Washington are reminding President Biden that he ran on the pledge that you should forgive. He said, I will forgive a minimum of $10,000 per person of federal student loans if elected. And then that's what he planned to do then. Now we haven't heard an update. Should he do it is another question. Will he have the political will to do it? He certainly seems to have the legal right to do it. There's this new memo that came out. It's not new. It actually was commissioned back in April. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain had said then that we're going to look into this and get our legal in-house legal people on it. They asked the education secretary to prepare a memo on the president's legal authority before you make any decision about wiping out student loan debt. And there's this group, I think it's a student loan advocacy group, that was able to get a hold of this for, through the Freedom of Information Act. And in the memo, it's really redacted. You don't there are a lot of big sections that you just see nothing. But then there's one part here that basically says the president has the authority. The president does have the authority to forgive all debt, but will he do it? Should he do it? It doesn't mean he will do it. It doesn't mean that he should do it. And it doesn't mean they'll have the political will to do it. That's the other question here. There are a lot of questions. Ray Kaplan follows this very closely, the Kaplan Law Firm. She helps folks with student loan debt. And I don't know. There's a lot here. There's a lot going on, Ray. How are you doing today?
Hi, Anna. Great. Thank you so much. Yeah, you're exactly right. There is a lot going on. There seems like there's always a lot going on in the student loan world, especially when it comes to federal student loans. Everything from proposed new bankruptcy legislation to this memo that was released, which quite honestly does not tell us very much other than their position is that Biden has the authority with the, quote, flick of a pen to wipe out student loan debt. My feeling on this, and it really is kind of a crystal ball type of thing, is that it's not going to happen. And maybe what's going to happen is that it's going to be used for a midterm election, kind of an issue to get people motivated, where if Democrats are able to hold on to the House and the Senate, then they can get some type of sweeping student loan forgiveness through. But I think that if the House or the Senate majority changes and it falls to the Republicans, then the odds of anything like this happening are slim to none.
You would think in this environment, if it could get done, it would. And you're seemingly saying right there that it's not going to. What, help me with this, Ray. Was it supposed to be potentially in this Build Back Better initiative? Was this supposed to be or talked about being included in that?
Yeah, but they didn't include it in either of the budgets. So, you know, we kept looking through the budgets to see if these proposed budgets had anything to do with student loans, and they kept leaving them out. So then what happened was they released this temporary suspension of the rules for public sector loan forgiveness, which has been great, actually. It's made a lot more people eligible much earlier than they normally would have been for public sector loan forgiveness of their loans. And that really is providing a lot of relief. And they've made some other tweaks and changes to make it easier to access student loan forgiveness, which has been a huge benefit. But that kind of broad sweeping $10,000 off of everybody's balance, we just haven't seen. And it seems to me that the longer this goes without it happening, the less likely it is to actually happen.
Okay. We're starting to get some questions about the something I know you know a ton about and you help a lot of people with, this public service loan student forgiveness program. Texter on 847 says it's still very confusing. After the announcement, it didn't seem like the website was updated to apply. Can you talk a little about that program? Who does qualify for that, Ray? And how do you do it?
Sure, absolutely. I will agree with the caller. It is still confusing, and everything has not been updated. The key takeaway for this is that it is a limited time offering. So if you previously had, say, 8 years of payments that you thought were qualifying, but you were told by your servicer were not qualifying for some reason because you had the wrong type of loan, et cetera, it's very likely that now you will be given credit for those years of payments that were previously not considered qualifying payments. So if you are working in the public sector full-time from 2007 forward, then it's very likely that we can get those payments, even if you weren't making payments, that we can get those months to count towards public sector loan forgiveness. And we are doing that for quite a few WGN listeners and all of our clients. We're actually going through each person's individual case to make sure that if they're even eligible for another 10 or 12 payments, that they get that credit, because the sooner that they can get those payments done, that means that, you know, they're getting rid of a large monthly payment, and that's more money in their pocket.
Yeah, for sure. So teachers, firefighters, people who work at nonprofits, even in the medical field, right, qualify.
Yes, absolutely. If you work for a not-for-profit, the key is full-time employment. So you can't be an independent contractor. You actually have to be a salaried employee. So any city, state, municipality, in the military, or if you work for a church or a not-for-profit hospital, AMITA, Lutheran General, Northwestern, all of those in Chicago qualify. The Chicago Library, Chicago Public School teacher, policemen, and firefighters as well.
Mm-hmm. And then it would qualify you to wipe out all of it, a portion of it? Does it depend?
But it depends, but for a lot of clients, we're seeing that, you know, it's a difference between they were going to have to pay for another 8 years to they don't have to make any more payments and the entire balance is wiped out tax-free. So that also means that you don't have to pay any income taxes on the amount of loan forgiveness. So it really is a huge benefit. So the key is that this isn't going to exist forever. This is a limited time offering by the Department of Education.
Okay. And I've been working for a nonprofit without a salary or hourly paycheck since 2011. Can I have my student loans forgiven if you're not getting a salary? Does that count?
Yes, likely it will count. As long as they're considered a full-time employee, then it will count.
Oh. More of your questions answered from Ray Kaplan from the Kaplan Law Group, 312-981-7200. We'll pick up the conversation on the other side of this. Ray Kaplan is with us talking about student loans, as there was some anticipation as that federal student loan deadline, there was a pause on student loan payments. It's being lifted end of January. There was some talk that will it really be lifted? And I want to ask you about that. Who's been able to pause their student loan payments so far? And do you think that will stick, January 31st date, Ray?
Well, I really do think it's going to stick, because what we've been seeing are the servicers contacting borrowers saying, hey, payments are coming due again January 31st, 2022, so get ready to start making payments. I should let people know that just because the COVID forbearance is going to expire at the end of January does not mean that you necessarily have to make the large payment that they're going to be quoting you. They're going to be quoting you kind of a large payment, might scare some people, but there are a lot of good options under the statute that the servicers don't necessarily tell you about. We can likely get you into a much lower income-driven payment plan. There are other payment plan options available. And then there's also statutory forbearance that you might have available where you don't need to make any payments. And these are all credit neutral things that are not going to hurt your credit. So if you're worried about that payment, the key is don't just ignore it. Don't just do nothing, because there is likely something that we can do, and we can put together a plan for you so that you know exactly what the lowest payment is available to you and what the plan is.
All right, let's go to the phones. Your student loan questions for Ray Kaplan. Sandy, let's start with you. What's your question?
Hi, I have a current PLUS loan, and my son became a Chicago fireman. Does that apply to my loan?
No. So the statute applies to the borrower. So the relevant question there is, what is your job? Or do you work full-time in the public sector?
No, I'm actually retired.
Okay, so if you're retired, then your payment should be also seriously reduced, because it's going to be based on your non-Social Security taxable income. So we might be able to get you a much, much lower monthly payment. We might actually also even be able to get your loans forgiven under the disability section of the statute if you have some sort of an illness or an ailment where your doctor could sign off on the application saying that you're, because of your illness or ailment, you're not able to resume employment. So I would definitely give us a call and let us take a look and see whether or not we can actually get rid of your Parent PLUS loan altogether.
Okay. All right. Sounds great. Thank you.
Good luck, Sandy. Good luck with that. Let's go to Carol. Carol, you're on WGN. What's your question?
Yes, I was wondering, would it apply to teachers in the private and Catholic schools?
So it applies only if you, so public sector loan forgiveness, you have to be a teacher in the public school. There is also something called teacher loan forgiveness, but that is only if you are working full-time for 5 years in a Title I school, which is also a public school. So if you are a teacher in a private school, you're not going to be eligible for teacher loan forgiveness, and you're also not going to be eligible for public sector loan forgiveness.
Okay, that's all my question. Thank you.
Thanks, Carol. Thanks for the call, and thank you for listening. A couple of questions, too, on the text line I'll get to in a second, but let's take John first. Go ahead, John, your question.
Hi, would that be for, like, advocate and a private loan, too?
Sir, so the employment at Advocate would qualify you for public sector loan forgiveness, and it only is going to work if you have federal student loans. Now, I will say there are some servicers who service both federal loans and private loans, so we might want to take a look at your loans to determine if they actually are federal loans, and then you would be eligible for public sector loan forgiveness. But public sector loan forgiveness does not apply if you have private loans, but there is often confusion that we can get sorted out for you as to whether or not they're federal or private loans.
Okay. And you're with the law firm?
Kaplan Law Firm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you just mention your phone number again real quick?
Sure. It's 312-294-8989.
Okay, thank you.
Financialrelief.com is the other place you can go. Thank you, John. Just to put a cap on things here, Ray, what kinds of things are you hearing from folks right now as they come to you? Is there a lot of confusion in this space, or are people starting to figure this out? It seems like there is some relief out there, particularly for the non-for-profit people and the folks who've worked in the public sector.
A lot of relief available out there. I would say the biggest problem is that most people just simply don't know about it. When you call up your servicer, they work for the Department of Ed. They don't really work for you. Their job is not to give you the option that lets you pay the least amount of overtime. So that's really our job, is to make sure that you're getting the biggest benefit under the statute. So there is a lot of relief out there. You just have to know how to get it, and that's where we come in.
Okay, good to know. And wait, there's one more I wanted to ask you is, does it only apply to loans through 2017? 847 says, my child started undergrad in 2018, only has Stafford loans, graduates in the spring. Is there forgiveness for that?
Well, so those loans would have become due and payable after, it would have been 2018 when they became due. Mm-hmm. So public sector loan forgiveness starts when the loans become due and payable. So for that particular person, 2018, so she would be eligible for PSLF in 2028.
Why is it only public sector employees? Why are they only ones getting this forgiveness, is the question from 773.
It's just the way the statute was written. I think that Congress intended the statute to benefit if you were going to have a whole bunch of student loans that you needed to take out. They wanted to encourage and kind of reward you for going into the public sector.
Okay. The deadline, there's a deadline on that, too. You remind us what you said.
Well, so in order to apply for the PSLF waiver, which is to have those payments that previously didn't count, but to have them now count towards PSLF, that is good through October 31st, 2022. Okay. So we basically have a year to get those applications in.
All right. Let's see if we can sneak Christine in here under the buzzer. Go ahead, Christine. You got your question for Ray Kaplan.
Yeah. I wanted to know, if I work for the government and I have a Parent PLUS loan, will that qualify for loan forgiveness?
Yes, as long as it's the right type of loan. So Parent PLUS loans don't immediately qualify for public sector loan forgiveness. Under the statute, they have to be consolidated into a direct consolidation loan, and then you're supposed to be in an income contingent repayment plan. We can help you with all that. It sounds a little complicated, but it's really actually pretty easy.
Good luck, Christine. Okay. Good luck with all that. Okay. It is such a it's so critical. If you figure this stuff out, it can really, really help. We'll have to stay tuned and see what the government decides to do, and hopefully you'll visit with us if there's any word on any kind of movement there, Ray.
Anytime, Anna. Would love to.
Talk to you later. Ray Kaplan is the Kaplan Law Firm.